This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj
and Christine Wong.
That question one more time, ladies and gentlemen. If you were allowed to work from home permanently, would you? Why or why not? Get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899 if you'd like to leave a comment. If you want to take part in the polls, we have one running on Twitter that is at BFM Radio. And of course, we have another one over on Instagram. We are also at BFM Radio over there. Let's go over to Twitter first, see if there's been any movement at all.
Not so much. Split shifts, 42.7%. Yes, 38.2%. No, 17.8%. And of course, others. We have a couple of new comments. This comes from Iqbal Abdullah. It says, yes, we've been running the company WFH for the past 13 years. It will be difficult to go back to an office, but we must not forget a very important thing. WFH requires support and understanding, not only from your company, but your family and everyone you share your home with.
Mm. On that note, I have a good point. When I'm doing my interviews at home, it's not that I get distracted by other people in the house. It's the pets in the house that distract me, because they're like, oh, he's home.
Yeah.
Meow, 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 at the door.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
And there's no way of editing that out, you know, sometimes. And I'm like, can you just bear with me? I have to let the cat in. And it feels unprofessional, because it is. But even if I move the cat downstairs, she still comes upstairs. But there you go.
Get a cat gate?
I've thought about it. I've tried everything.
I don't have pets, and I've never had pets, so I am in no place to give advice. But on an Insta story, same thing, you know, not much change. Yes is 71%, and no is 29%. We have a message here from May Lee H, who says, convenient and productive to the max. And Tamaraj underscore 93 says, more productive. However, the lack of human interaction is not ideal. And I think, you know, I'm inclined to agree on that front, although, like, as I've mentioned before, I am relatively introverted, but I do miss my colleagues when I don't see them for long periods of time. Mm-hmm. And BFM has been working in split shifts for a while, and we haven't seen the other half of the enterprise team for 2 months.
Yeah.
So that is something that, you know, that sort of dynamic can't really be replicated, I think, on a video conference or anything like that. So that is something that I think, you know, is a massive factor for a lot of people.
For sure, for sure. And me and Arv were discussing yesterday about how it affects creativity as well. You know, you don't... It's okay for a little bit to be able to bounce ideas off in these meetings, but every now and again, you do need to be in the same room to feel that energy, to feel that little bit of, you know, space.
Physical presence.
Yeah. With that in mind, we need to move on to our next story, and it's all about robo-dogs.
It's all about robo-dogs. So Singapore have begun trialing the use of robot-controlled robotic dogs designed and engineered by Boston Dynamics. So it's Boston Dynamics. I mean, they are like the leaders in making these robotic devices. And its name is Spot. Its name is Spot. The primary goal is to ensure park goers in Singapore abide by social distancing, or physical distancing, as we're calling it now, measures that have been put in place to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. Spot was first deployed in Singapore's Bishan Ang Mo Kio Park on Friday, May 8th. It even broadcasted a pre-recorded message in a soft female voice, it adds, to passers-by, reminding them to stay at least 1 meter apart. Additionally, Spot is also fitted with cameras, analytics, tools, and even an obstacle avoidance feature. This means that whoever is controlling Spot can see you if you ever get within its field of view, which is not creepy at all. It's not a disturbing thing to think about at all.
I think it's less creepy than drones following you.
Yeah,
around.
That's true.
That is true.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, why specifically a soft female voice? Because I would love to hear it sound like Doug from Pixar's Up. Just like, hello, I have just met you. Please stay away from me. Like, I don't know. But on a more serious note as well, I'm curious to see, you know, if there's a video or something of the robot dog in action. Does it, like, physically push people away? Like, does it hound people to the side if they get too close? Like, how does it actually work to...
It sort of approaches them, and then it tells them to stay a meter apart. So I think it has a scanning device where it's able to detect if people are too close to one another.
Okay.
And then in that, in the soft female voice, it tells them to, you know, stay away or to keep the distance.
So strange.
So here's my question, though. But does that still apply? Like, can it tell if, like, let's say people are family members or from the same household? Because then that would be a bit silly to yell at them to be a meter away when they're already in the same household, right?
I don't know. So that'll be interesting, especially if they're going on in groups. But again, I don't know if they can go out in groups in Singapore. Mm-hmm. Like here, we have the ability, that the leeway of going out in a few persons now, right? But in Singapore, not so sure. But there is a video by CNA, and it shows how the robot dog actually works, how Spock actually works. So it has a scanning device where it's able to detect people. It can also tell the distance between one person and the other person. So I guess maybe not for families, because it has to detect individuals.
Right.
And it also adds that, according to the highlights on the official Boston Dynamics website, Spot has 360-degree vision and can be thought routes and actions to perform autonomous routines. What does it mean for park dwellers in Singapore? It means that they shouldn't start thinking that they'll be able to have secret gatherings in the park without Spot noticing.
What?
It also means that their actions, whether legal or illegal, will be seen by the robo-dog. And with coronavirus cases in Singapore exceeding 21,000, physical distancing is extremely important. So under the circuit breaker, Singaporeans are only allowed to leave their homes for essential trips, like going to the grocery store. Exercise is also allowed outside, but only if done alone. Yeah, so no families. So you have to go out alone.
Hang on a minute. Yeah. You know, we're talking about physical distancing.
Yes.
We're talking about a pandemic. Mm-hmm. Now we have robot dogs.
Yes.
I mean, in the...
I just need a moment for my brain to process what has happened within the last 2 months, months.
I think for me, what I'm curious about as well is if we ever had that sort of technology from Boston Dynamics here in Malaysia. Honestly, my first thought was that all the robot dogs would be vandalized in some way.
And they just fall over. They trip over on the pavement.
Yeah, that, and also, like, you know, you'd find a robot dog, like, upended in a ditch somewhere. Like... Unfortunately, I hope, you know, that Singaporeans are significantly more responsible than some of the Malaysian public when it comes to these sort of public property things. But
so interesting that you should say that, because Boston Dynamics has put in a security chip or a device for Spot. So it even says that because of its field of vision or field of view, of course, it records everything. So it means that you cannot mess around with Spot if you're feeling a little mischievous, because it will be reported back. So you cannot, even if you want to vandalize the device, you can't, because you are being taped, essentially. Like, you are on record doing it. And because of its field of vision, and because it has like a dome-like camera, it doesn't have blind spots.
So it will record
everything 360 degrees of everything. There is no blind
spot because it spots everything.
Maybe.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe. it spots and sees everything.
Wow.
It's time to take a break, guys.
it's an amazing device, though.
It's time to take a break. The question we are asking you, given the opportunity, would you work from home permanently? We are offering a few options here. Yes, no, on split shifts, or something else. Let us know. Get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, where the polls are. We're at BFM Radio. Up next, with music, it is the Stone Temple Pilots with Interstate Love Songs. Love Song, rather, here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.